This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is 6:27. Time to visit House of 1,000 Beers with locations in Wexford and New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. We're going to go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline right now, talk to our good friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. And Ray, I'll start with this. It is really kind of a refreshing thing to hear the sound from both coaches in this game, and neither of them tried to downplay it. Both of them embraced the fact that it is indeed a big rivalry beyond just, you know, for first place in the AFC North and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I think you always see that with Steelers and Ravens. How many big games they've played over the years. You know, Tomlin came in 2007. Harbaugh came 1 year later in 2008, and they played for the AFC title that game, and they also met in 2010 in the playoffs and also 2014. So these teams have played a bunch of big games over the years, and I just don't think you see that really with the Browns. You know, they haven't met in the playoffs much over the years. The Bengals, they have met in the playoffs, but I don't think there's the respect factor there that there is between the Ravens and Steelers. So, yeah, it's always good to, you know, cover a big game and a rivalry game, and this is certainly one here Sunday in Baltimore.
Well, and I like the fact, again, that both coaches embrace it. You know, we don't get a bunch of coach speak, oh, it's one game and this and that and everything. They both basically said, hey, this is it, man. This is the biggest deal we got going. You know, one of the things, Ray, I would say that makes it a really good rivalry is that these two teams are really similar. The organizations, the philosophies, the way they're built, the fact that they're sustaining success because of the way they're built. They make good decisions with personnel. I mean, there's a lot of similarities between these two franchises, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think both, you know, really built around their defenses, even though both, you know, offenses have franchise quarterbacks and, you know, those guys have done great things. Obviously, Roethlisberger for a long time now and Lamar Jackson just coming on to the scene here in recent years. But, you know, you need to look what's going on this year with these defenses, Paul. Steelers, once again, among the very best in the league. And I think the Ravens, you know, everyone talked about, you know, their headlines last season were, you know, Lamar Jackson, MVP, the offense. You know, the defense was kind of a secondary thought. And I think this year, with that improved front, you know, they went out and got Calais Campbell. They went out and traded for Ngakoue here this past week. So they're really trying to, you know, get things in place so they can make a sustained run this year. I think they found out last year in that playoff game against the Titans, it's not always about your offense. Sometimes you have to stop other people. And I think that Titans game really drove that point home to them. And I think, you know, they're trying to address it this season. Obviously, they felt like they were maybe a player short. And, you know, we'll see if Ngakoue can maybe put them over the top.
We're talking with Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. And Ray, you know, I think that's really kind of an interesting thing that the Ravens went out and sort of, I don't want to say loaded up, but they have added players, right? And so I think that's a statement to what we just talked about with the fact that it's a really well-run organization that, you know, understands what it takes to win.
Yeah, and they've lost players recently, like the Steelers have. You know, C.J. Mosley signed as a free agent with the Jets, but they went out and got Patrick Queen from LSU, and he's playing really well right now. So, you know, I keep going back to the GMs of both these teams. Kevin Colbert, of course, with the Steelers, and now Eric DaCosta with the Ravens. They've both done a really, really good job in the draft, and I think Queen has really made a difference for them in the middle of that defense. They're very solid with their defensive backs. I know still probably some questions at safety now that Earl Thomas is gone, but I think they're strong at the corners, obviously stronger at linebacker this year. And as we said with, you know, you had Calais Campbell and Ngakoue, I think that's going to be a very formidable front. So if they could ever put that together, you know, get that defense playing at a high level, they're going to be tough to deal with. I know they lost to the Ravens early, to the Chiefs early. This is a big game for them this week. They don't want to lose to the Chiefs and the Steelers and sort of get behind the tiebreaker eight ball. It's a home game. If they don't win this game, I'm not going to say the Ravens are going to be in trouble, Paul, but they'll certainly be behind the eight ball a little bit.
Well, they will be absolutely for, you know, with respect to the AFC North, because they'll essentially be 2.5 games behind the Steelers. Ray, with, you know, one of the storylines or whatever you want to call it last week that everyone talked about was Robert Spillane and how he was going to hold up and all of that other stuff. I know he made the one, you know, hit down on the goal line. But for the most part, I mean, would you classify what he did as basically just sort of did his job and really didn't do anything spectacular, but really didn't hurt them either?
Yeah, I mean, Paul, I thought he was solid. And, you know, he played about, I think it turned out to be 70-75% of the snaps. Ulysses Gilbert came in on third downs, and, you know, obviously that was a situation where they wanted a cover linebacker, you know, coming onto the field. But, you know, Spillane had to run with some tight ends sometimes. He didn't look out of place doing that. You know, he did very well in the running game, I thought. And let's not underestimate that stick that he had on Henry. I think that's something that this defense can rally around. I think they already believed in Robert Spillane, but I think that play really, really drove the point home that this is a guy who they think belongs in that defense, and I think they still believe they could thrive with him. Now, is he going to play every snap or, you know, 80% of the snaps in every game like he did against the Titans? Probably not. I mean, that was a run-heavy team with Derrick Henry. I think you might see some changes here as they play against more passing teams and, you know, teams with smaller skill guys. But, you know, Paul, for one game, I thought he did really well, and he certainly helped them win that football game.
Well, there's no question, you know, that he did, you know, he did his job at the very least, and they were able to really, you know, get something out of him. Now, it's a different challenge, different kind of running game, and a different challenge this week, right, Ray, with respect to the way the Ravens will attack him versus the way the Titans did. And also, you know, this will be one of those weeks where we get to see if they've made any improvements against tight ends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's talk about the tight end first. Mark Andrews is one of the best in the league. Really, really good in the red zone. I rewatched that game at Steelers Ravens at Heinz Field last year. Andrews was really good in that game. So, yeah, they got to stop him, Paul. But I think it starts every week with the Steelers. You got to stop the run. And not only do you have to worry about stopping Ingram and Edwards inside, but you've got to worry about Jackson, you know, tucking it and keeping it around the edge on the read option. And Jackson had a lot of success against the Steelers on that read option last year. The Ravens really didn't do much with their running game in that first game at Heinz Field, but Lamar Jackson had 70 yards on 14 rushes. So he didn't break the big one. I think his longest run in that game was 9 yards, but he was able to keep the chains moving. And that's why they built that early lead. So it's one thing to do it against, you know, Derrick Henry and, you know, the Cleveland Browns and really kind of just worry about one guy. Now you got to worry about two guys. And that's why this team is such a big challenge. So, you know, this is another big game for guys like T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree. They got to secure the edges. If they can do that, I think the Shields will have a chance to win, but Jackson is so, so dangerous. There just haven't been many teams that have been able to sort of keep him in check running-wise over the last 2 years.
No, not at all. I'm sure we'll have you on later in the week, and we'll get a little, you know, kind of almost a little prediction from you later in the week. But early on here, when you're looking at the way this thing is sizing up, you know, what do you think is going to be the, you know, the key for the Steelers? Is it going to be on offense, or is it going to be containing Lamar Jackson on defense?
Well, I think, you know, both will play into it, Paul. But, I, you know, for the Steelers offense, we saw last week, if they turn the ball over, they're going to continue to put that defense in some precarious positions, and they're going to be in positions to lose games. And I think that's why they won their first five games. It was the turnover margin. And when you're minus three and you give up a big 73-yard touchdown, you're extremely lucky to get out of Tennessee with a win. So, number one, they got to cut down on the turnovers, and obviously Ben Roethlisberger's decision-making plays a big part in that. So I would say that's the number one factor, but certainly finding a way to limit Lamar Jackson, you're not going to stop him. Just finding a way to limit his effectiveness, you know, make them go 80 yards in 12 plays, instead of 80 yards and four plays, if you know what I mean. So those are the types of things they have to do. But this week, I think it starts with Ben. Keep the turnovers down, and if they do that, I think they'll be in the game for sure.
Ray, I appreciate you taking some time. Great stuff as always. And like I said, I'm sure we'll have you on later in the week, and we'll be able to get maybe some deeper thoughts as you spend some time studying this matchup a little bit more.
All right, sounds good, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.